Yeah, you see, he'll have old radios, you know, that are still in one piece, but, you know, maybe the cabinet's all jacked up, and, you know, radios that ain't worth a crap to anybody. And you'll see, if you go through, you'll see where he just picks up chassis, just radio chassis out of the desert, all rusted, and, you know, you look at it and you think, man, there's no hope for this thing. You know, the tuning condenser be all stuck on it, but he'll get in there and he'll get them going. He just gets them going. Then he pulls the tubes out and throws them away or whatever. It's just for video entertainment, man. He's great, but he's great with TVs, man. He gets TVs. You know, he gets Sony Trinitrons in and stuff, and he'll get, you know, we got a Trinitron here with no high voltage, you know, and then go in here and start messing with it. And he gets it figured out. He gets the schematic out and he shows you on the schematic. See the TV gets its regulation from the flyback, and if this flyback's not working, that means there's no regulator, which means there's no power going to the TV. La 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 blah. And he gets in there, man. He figures it out there. Okay.
Yeah, Roger. I'm gonna check him out. I'm gonna check him out. I can't talk to you and watch it one at the same time. I'm looking at a whole shit ton of his videos here. Here's one, old Philco, 902 AM, 9 transistors, civil defense shelter radio, 1963.